Let's go on a spree through TV land.
Our era, the era of television.
Yes, sir, it's got everything, this TV.
All right.
My Matthew McConaughey impression is so bad.
Wait, do it again.
Oh, no.
Do it.
No, I feel like everyone's listening.
That's because everyone is listening because we're right here on Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is episode zero.
Episode five of episode zero. I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Lizzie. And you're not going to get away with not doing that impression again.
All right.
You were like, maybe she all forgot. Right.
I'm on my third one, so, okay. All right.
That's so bad.
I know.
I love how bad it is. I don't think mine is any better, though. All right.
The thing is, what's weird about yours is, like, you go up. Like, your voice is already kind of low. You don't need to, like, go up.
I'm like, all right.
All right. Mickey Mouse.
He's just a little boy in my mind.
All right.
All right. I just drank 50 Lone Star cans.
Oh, boy. Did you watch the Golden Globes last night?
I didn't, but, like, I did what, you know, many people of our generation do. Mm-hmm. I just, like, you know, scourged the internet for images and sound bites and videos and
yeah,
commentary.
I just kept refreshing PerezHilton.com because, like, I don't have cable TV. So I was watching because E was, like, I don't know, I love award shows, like, I always have.
I know, me too, even if I don't, yeah. Like, know what the awards are about.
Yeah, I, like, honestly, like, I haven't seen half the movies, but I just love award shows. So the best I could do was I live streamed, like, some of the pre-show stuff, which is also, like, really good.
Sure.
It's just, like, a lot of fodder. And I was like, you know, like, I feel like I just get bored watching some of the interviews because it's always the same. It's like, who are you wearing? Like, mm-hmm. Are you excited to be here? Is that your mom or your beard of a wife, Hugh Jackman? Like,
give us some context for understanding your random wife, yeah, exactly. Hugh Jackman.
Tell us more about your wife's pantsuit.
And every year we go through the same thing with Hugh Jackman's wife. It's like every year you're like, wait. Who is that?
Is that your nanny? Is that your aunt who has like cancer or something? I don't understand. Why is she here with you?
It gets me every time.
I know. So I was thinking about like how it would be really funny if I feel like this is kind of like a Billy on the Street thing, but mm-hmm. like if like, and you could only really do it once because once they caught on to you, like, you know, that's it, you're done. Okay. But it could either happen at these like pre-shows. Or it could happen at, you know, those, like, press interviews that they do where, like, one after the other, like, press come in and, like, interview the actors in a movie. Uh-huh. But they could ask them, like, really, like, heavy political questions.
Like, just on the runway?
Yeah, it could be like, what are you wearing? Like, you know, like, tell us more about your jewelry. Like, where
do you
stand?
What would you do if your daughter was raped and she wanted an abortion?
Exactly. Yeah, like, who did you vote for? Like, you know.
And just see how they dodge it. It is funny, yeah. Like, how certain celebrities are, like, either good at dodging things or very awkward at dodging
yeah.
things.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. And I also think it's funny because there are a lot of celebrities who are, like, who have been kind of caught red-handed in, like, very awkward political, like, situations. Like, as in... their political beliefs have been made known and they're not mm-hmm. favorable with, they don't curry well in Hollywood.
Right.
You know, like Mel Gibson, it's like, you know, like whatever he's in next, it's like, you know, the whole cast is like, you know, together and you're like, awesome. Just kind of wanted to see what it was like to work with Mel. Like, what do you think about like, you know, his relationship with like, you know, the Jewish people,
and everyone.
Yeah. But I also think you could have, like, other questions that are really awkward, like, hey, like, Jennifer Lawrence, like, tell us more about the dress you're wearing. Like, what's your relationship like with your dad?
What kind of tampons do you use?
Yeah, exactly. everyone wants to know at Teen Vogue. Exactly. What, how do you feel about menstrual cups?
Diva cups, yay or nay? And really, everyone does one. I want to know what she would say to that.
Yeah, it's like, Meryl Streep, hey, how are you? Love the hair, like, love the nails. Have you ever donated to St. Jude's? Oh, you haven't? Why not?
Because a lot of other people here have. Jennifer Aniston, shout out.
Jennifer Aniston.
You'd have to get someone to, like, you'd have to hire someone that was, like, an actor who was going to pretend to be, like, a personality.
Yeah.
Like, you know, one of those, like, totally obnoxious, like, fashion runway people who do those interviews.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like a lot of them are, like, we don't really know who they are. So, like, you'd have to hire someone to, like, you know, put on, like, a shitty but still nice dress.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, get all done up and, like, you know, you'd have to hire the right person. You'd have to get,
like, a Juliana Rancic, like, lookalike and, yeah, put her in some couture gear and, you know, throw her in the mix.
Yeah.
Because it has to be, like, really random. It has to just be, like, in the midst of, like, lots of other questions.
Mm-hmm. Totally. But that sounds great.
Yeah.
You're right. It'd have to be a one-time thing.
I was trying to think of, like, I came up with, like, a whole laundry list of, like, really awkward questions you could ask. I'm not even going to, like, go into all of them because some of them are just, like...
Pick, like, your top three.
My top three was,
let's pretend...
like, have you donated money to St. Jude's?
Yes.
I liked that one. I liked the idea of just, like... like, putting statements out there, like, you know, like, you know, you're interviewing Steven Spielberg, and you're just like, so, like, the whole cast is white.
You don't even, like, ask them a question. You just, like...
you just, like, put it out there.
You put a big old ellipses and just see what happens.
Yeah. Or just, like, yeah, so we heard about your son. Ellipses. And just, like, don't even go into it. And they're like, wait, what did you hear about my son? I don't, but I also don't want to go into it.
That would be great if you just, like, threw out, like, false things like that. Like, you didn't hear anything about their son.
Yeah. We're so sorry to hear about your nephew. And they're like, what are you talking about?
And Amy Adams is like, I don't even have a nephew.
Yeah.
I don't even have a nephew.
So, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was my Matthew McConaughey impression.
Oh, sorry, that was Matt Bagane impersonating Amy Adams.
So, to any of us, whatever those things are, whatever it is we look up to, whatever it is we look forward to, and whoever it is we're chasing, to that I say amen. To that I say all right, all right, all right. And to that I say just keep living, huh? Thank you.
So, do we, like, should we take a moment for Bowie, or what?
You know, it has been a wild 24 hours, you know.
So, I mean, I didn't find out till this morning.
Well, I found out because I woke up and I got a barrage of text messages from people who clearly, like, understand and know me. Because everyone was like, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah. We call these true friends. The same thing happened to me when Whitney died. It's when people really know you.
I was like, did my, like, mom die? No.
No, just Bowie.
David Bowie died. Which, you know, is sad. I lied in my bed this morning and listened to Black Star. And just, you know, had a little mo.
Had a moment. I played Chicha Changes for the class.
Chicha Changes. Not Changes. Chicha Changes.
I did. I had to just give them a taste. I know they're only four.
You know, yeah. They're going to experience a lot of Chicha Changes.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God.
They need to know. He needs to be passed on to the next generation. So I think you've really done a service there.
And then I played clips from Labyrinth, and they all did not.
And then they were all traumatized. Well. The only reason I love Labyrinth is because I didn't see it when I was, like, five.
Yeah.
I saw it when I was, like, 22.
Same. No, absolutely.
And I was like, this is great.
Yeah. You're like, oh, how quirky and offbeat. And everyone who, like, saw it when they were younger was like, I fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, exactly. They were like, turn it off. Why are we watching this in our dorm room?
Yeah, I'm just it's one of those things where, like, I mean, I knew he wasn't dead, but, like, if you had come up to me and been like, yeah, Bowie died, like, 20 years ago, I would have been like, really? Okay, I guess, yeah, okay.
No, but he's been pretty active.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm just like, he's just, like, such a force. Like, him having, like, passed away, like, I still just feel like, I don't know, like, he's so important, so it's like, his work will live on.
I imagined him, like, rising into space and, like, becoming, like, the weird androgynous alien that he's, like, meant to be.
That he always has been.
Yeah. But now it's, like, in space.
Yeah. Now he's in space. I will never forget when you, like, did that, the lightning bolt across your face.
And yeah.
Spent, like, 3 hours, like, golding your face.
Yeah. God, yeah, I was really into the Aladdin Sane album cover, and I did it on my face.
For like 3 hours. You had like gold eyeshadow.
I might do it again tonight.
You should. By myself. Just for yourself.
Just for me. Just for me. Is CVS still open?
I'm going to buy out all the NYC brand gold shadows.
Wait, what's the... Oh, yeah. I want all your Wet and Wild.
All of it. The Wet and Wild.
All of it.
I'll take all the gold Wet and Wild that you have.
You know how they have those, like, shitty, like, racks of shelves? I'm just going to pick up the whole rack.
The whole thing.
And bring it to the front. This is for David!
And they're going to be like, it's $8, man.
Oh, and you get a coupon for more.
Thank you so much.
I hate how CVS does it. You, like, buy something, and then they give you a coupon for the thing you just bought.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I just bought deodorant.
It's
I don't need another one.
I always get for, them like, for 3 months. Allergy medication. I always get, like, $5 off the next, like, but the thing is you have to use it within a month. And I'm like, but I just bought a month's worth of allergy medication.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a fucking sham. And I get it. I get it. I get what they're doing, but I don't like it.
So anyway, back to Bowie real quick.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it a lot today, and it made me think of, like, several different concepts. Because, like, first of all, like, I feel like they're going to come out with some sort of biopic at some point. Okay. I feel
is
like it could...
Is that how you say it? Biopic?
Is that, like, a medical procedure that I just...
Yeah,
like,
I think you're...
said in the wrong context.
Isn't it a biopic?
And you're...
Because I feel...
We're going to need to fact check this. I don't know. I thought it was biopsy.
It sounds like you're saying biopsy.
It's not biopsy.
No, I would. I like genuinely am asking that.
I was just going to make like a really terrible joke.
Should you shelve it?
I'm going to shelve it. Everyone can infer what I was going to say.
Yeah.
It's way too soon.
Way too soon.
We're like 10 hours in.
we're like not even done with the wake. So we're going to shelve it. And anyway, so you think that they're going to come out with a biopic?
Yeah, I do. And I was thinking about like this show. I don't know how this would work. It's very like preliminary idea. But it would be called like Dead Celebrities Club.
Okay.
And it would be, like, maybe it's just a webisode thing where it's, like, just short, like, quirky webisodes or something.
Yeah.
But, like, basically it's, like, you know, like, celebrities in whatever heaven is. So there's, like, a few different ways this could work. Like,
cool.
Maybe one way is that, you know, in each episode it's, like, one celebrity and it's, like, what heaven would be for them. Mm. Or maybe it's, like... They're all, like, we pick, like, a crowd of celebrities, and, like, they're all, like, randomly grouped together in the same kind of heaven-y space. So, like, maybe, like, there's, like, this musician kind of heaven that, like, you know, David Bowie and Amy Winehouse and John Lennon are all, like, sitting around, you know,
eating cereal. Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, who's hanging in David Bowie's version of heaven?
Yeah, I don't know. It's, like, and... But the cool thing is you'd have to get actors to, like, play these people.
Yeah.
And I was like, who would play Bowie? And honestly, the first person I thought of, not just because he's, like, just trending right now, is Eddie Redmayne.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I could totally see that. I think that Eddie Redmayne is too handsome to me. Mm. And I'm about to name someone who is also very handsome, but I feel like if you took like 20 pounds off of him and you really, you know, grunged him up. You know Cillian Murphy, the Irish actor?
I don't. Is he lithe and androgynous?
I think that he could get there. He's very, he's very attractive.
He's very attractive.
He's very attractive. He's a very handsome boy.
Look up a picture. He's very handsome.
Very handsome. Google image him. He's very handsome. He's in a lot of Irish movies, but he's also in a fair amount.
What are you, like, sitting watching, like, Irish movies?
No. He's in a lot of American movies. He was in Red Eye with Rachel McAdams. Like, he's in shitty American movies, too.
Okay.
But he has those cheekbones.
Yes, the, like, sunken.
Yeah. He has kind of a sunken face. He plays he's Scarecrow in Batman. In the new Batmans.
Oh, yeah. The guy from Peaky Blinders, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's actually a great choice. Yeah.
Yeah. He Let's has that head. Very sallowed out look. But he's also really hot, but maybe in a creepy way. So I think that kind of describes Bowie.
Exactly. I think that's a great choice. I was thinking, like, in this imaginary scene of Amy Winehouse and John Lennon and David Bowie eating cereal, that Amy Winehouse could be played by, my first thought was, like, Lady Gaga, because she also just won an award. But also, like, I feel like she would be perfect for that.
No, I agree, and I think she's very transformable, obviously. So what did she win the award for? I saw that she won an award, but I didn't see what it, I mean, I didn't
American
actually, like,
Horror Story.
Oh, shit, that's right, yeah. Wow, yeah. No, I think that's a great pick.
And
she has a similar look.
Mm-hmm, yeah, exactly. Like, it might be weird because they're, like, living in the same time, but maybe that's, like, good. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's...
And then... Paul Dano, you know him?
Do I? Yes.
Yeah, do I? At first I was thinking maybe he could play Bowie, but then I was like, no, he, like, looks like John Lennon.
Yeah, I think that's a great pick. Nice job.
Yeah.
Excellent job.
Anyway, I don't know. I think it would be, like, cool.
Yeah. That's a fun concept. I like the idea of them, like, being grouped, but I also like that first idea that you brought up where... each character, like, it's, like, their turn. It's, like, their, like, month in heaven.
Right. Well, that's what I think everybody, the question on everyone's mind right now is, like, what is David Bowie's heaven? Where is he right now? It's gotta be fucking crazy.
It's gotta be nuts. It's gotta be a real trip.
A real trip.
Yeah.
R.I.P. David.
R.I.P. David. Man.
I'm pouring some water onto my accent rug.
I'm pouring out my skunked beer.
You remind me of the babe. Babe with the power. Power of voodoo. You do. Remind me of the babe. Quiet! A goblin babe.
So, the other day, I had to get some boots fixed and also, like, the strap on my bag. And, yes, I said my bag because I only have one bag. So, I had to get these things fixed and I was like, where does one go to get these items fixed? I was like, oh,
where,
like,
is the cobbler?
Exactly. I had to find, like, a shoe repair, you know, cobbler situation. Mm-hmm. So... I ended up going to two separate cobblers who were both different, but equally mysterious.
Cousins.
So, this started a whirlwind in my mind idea for a show. Mm-hmm. So the first guy that I went to, he was like this older guy, and he was just like, I was like, oh, I have these, like, little, like, metal heels on the the bottom of these boots, and I want to get them removed because, like, they're really loud. And he, like, cuts me off, and he's like, very loud, like a horse. You sound like walking down the street, like a loud horse. I was like, yes, just like a loud horse. Yes,
exactly.
You understand.
It's like you read my emotions.
So there was this guy, right? And then you know, he's like, I was like, oh, well, you know, I just want it to be a good tread so I don't, like, slip. And he, like, you know, brings out, like, 20 different, like, options and, like, lays them out all carefully next to each other on the table. And I was like, okay, well, this one looks good. This one looks good. You know, which one do you think is the best? And he was like, they're all the same. It's like, why did you put them all out here?
I know you don't believe that.
Yeah. He goes, they're all the same to me. Whatever you want. I was like, okay. So there's this guy, right?
Yeah.
Then he doesn't do the bag thing. So I got to go to a different guy. So it's literally like 4 blocks away. Okay. I walk 4 blocks. I go to this other guy. This other guy is it
a tannery?
I don't know if this would qualify as a tannery. I think, like, tanneries, they, like, kill the cows. And, like,
you're right.
They're, like, beating leather with sticks. I don't think this is that.
You're like, no, I went to, like, Sears Warbuck. Like,
it's like a shoe repair. So I went to the second guy. The second guy is, like, half this other guy's age, okay? He's, like, maybe in his, like, 30s. The other guy was, like, I don't know. Maybe in his 90s.
I don't know. So the David second guy is, like,
the second guy was a lot younger. And he was, like, a lot, like, colder and cooler. Mm. And he was, like, you know, I felt like I was getting swindled. Like, I was like, I need this much leather. And he was like, like, he, like, made up the number out of his head. Like, he wasn't, like, referencing anything. He was like, $40. And I was like, okay. So what if I get this much leather? And
he was like, show your work. Show your work.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I need to see your scratch paper. Yeah. That's happening.
Where'd you come up with that figure?
Basically, he, like, looked at me and he was like, young white girl, impressionable, like, this much.
What's your relationship like with your father, young girl? $40.
So it ended up being, like, you know, 25. I still felt like I got swindled, but anyway. So yeah, I think you're getting what I'm reaching for here. Mm-hmm. I want to make a show called The Cobbler.
Mm.
And it's like a dramatic... I'm thinking, like, maybe, like, an HBO, like, 6-parter, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hour-long episodes where, like, like, we don't know what the connection is between these two guys. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they're, like, 4 blocks away.
Yeah.
Like, maybe we meet the old guy first and we're, like, we get into his mysterious world. And we start to realize that there's some sort of, like, supernatural aspect to what's going on. Like, he, like, you know, puts the rubber on the bottom of your shoes or whatever. And, like, you know, maybe the power is, like, it can, your shoes start to lead you to certain places or, like, you know, influence you in some way. Or, like, and then I want it to be, like, slowly revealed over the course of the show that, like, he's somehow connected to the other guy. Like, maybe we meet the other guy first. And then we're like, is that his son? Is that, like, like, we don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So a couple of things I'm thinking right now. First of all, I love The Cobbler. I also like the idea of the title Cobbled.
Cobbled.
Cobbled. The other thing I'm thinking is, so I don't know if you know this, but, like, Daniel Day-Lewis, like, in his off time, is, like, a cobbler in Ireland somewhere.
Shut the freak up.
Yeah. Like,
that's not true.
No, I think it is. Someone told me this. Him and, like, Amanda Miller, because he, like, married, like, Arthur Miller's daughter, like, live in Ireland and, like, you know, between, like since he only does a movie every, like, you know, 7 years, like, in those interim times, he's, like...
He makes shoes?
He, like, cobbles shoes or something. Like, that's, like, actually...
Wait, I want to go to Ireland and get some shoes repaired by Daniel Day-Lewis.
Like, I don't know if it's, like, he just does it in-house, like, for his family, or if he does it as a business. I'm sure he doesn't. But, Yes.
Well, but he would be the perfect person to consult with about this project.
Then that's he should be the old man.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that this is exactly the kind of shit that he signs up for.
Yeah, I don't think it could be any more perfect for him. I mean, he was in my left foot,
for fuck's sake. Like, like this is it. This is the, you know.
He has all the prerequisite abilities that are required for this show.
He has been, what's it called, method acting this shit for decades. And so
he won't need a stunt double for, like, you know, grinding down leather.
For those cobbling scenes. For those really dangerous cobbling scenes.
Really intensive cobbling scenes.
I do my own cobble stunt work. Yeah.
Well, what's funny is with the first guy, I went into the store, I gave him my shoes, and then I left, and I went the other direction, and I walked back past the store, like, a second after I had left, mm-hmm. and I saw him, like, creepily, like, leaning over, like, the spinning wheel with my boot in one hand, like, just, like, grinding it down. like a mythical, like, wizard.
He had, like, his mask on, and he, like, lifted it up because he could feel you getting closer.
Exactly. And those are the kind of scenes that I want in this show, you know?
Yeah, all of a sudden the boot starts glowing as you get closer to it, and you're like, what?
You put them on, they're like, you're like, oh, they're so comfortable, it's so perfect. And maybe, like, with the bag, like, you know, you get the bag repaired, and it's like, it makes you, like, you know, reach in and grab your wallet and buy something that you wouldn't buy or something, you know, like, but I guess my question is, like, what are these guys, like, intention, like, what is their, you know, what's their angle?
Yeah, are they out for blood, are they out for money?
Right, and maybe that's part of, like, the great thing about the show is that we don't really know.
Or the journey is finding out, or is it just they're in it for the love of the game?
The cobbling game. Like Daniel Day-Lewis. Daniel Day-Lewis is listening to this right now. He's like, yeah, Jaffiel.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that that's great. I think that, honestly, those are kinks that can be worked out. I think that you have some really strong characters. I wonder who could deign to play Daniel Day-Lewis's son. I mean, those are big boots to fill, pun intended.
Pun absolutely intended. Well, you know, so here's the thing. I feel like when we're, like, in this, like, meeting, like, this casting room meeting or whatever, somebody is going to fucking pitch Daniel Radcliffe, and I'm going to be like, no.
Get the fuck out of here. I know that he was in Equus, but sorry, not dark enough.
No, but I want someone, like, in that same kind of category, but I don't want him.
Yeah. No, I get you. I mean, because it has to be someone, because it has to be a character and an actor that can match him, because that character can't be in the shadow of Daniel Day-Lewis. They really have to be their own presence in order to, you know, because maybe they're even rivals. Maybe they're a part of the same family.
I think there should be, like, a
father
weird...
and son. But yeah, there's something about them that...
Oh, yeah. Well, they're definitely, like, estranged in some way, because otherwise they'd just be working in the same store.
Unless they're in cahoots, but separate in order to... I mean, these are just other potential plot lines. But yeah, exactly. So it needs to be someone who can really stand...
If they're in cahoots, there should be, like, an underground tunnel in between their stores.
Filled with gnomes and goblins.
But they're all like shoe goblins. They're all like little shoes goblins that like click and clack around and like talk.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to the fifth episode of Episode Zero here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Carolyn.
And I'm Lizzie. We want to give a shout out to some of our friends here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Definitely check out Trippin' Beats, which is an awesome show that features electronic music. Also, Can I Kick It? Which is all about hip-hop. I love those two shows, and I've learned so much about music from them. Definitely check it out right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. You can find Episode Zero every other Friday at 7:30, and also on Audioboom and iTunes. Get it right.